Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Has any market been as consistent where they only have one team than Wisconsin? We know Chicago hasn't been.
No.
Fridays with Mo.
Yeah, but until you win a championship, you can't really say that. And they've had one championship.
Chewy, we're going to just create an AI. The AI Chewy can just bring up championship. We don't even need Chewy.
They've had one championship.
What, it's going to be put like a hologram over
and
there?
Yeah.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Saturn Lounge, your partner for marketing strategy, creative content, and winning campaigns. From websites to video and everything marketing, visit SaturnLounge.com to tell the world your story.
Craig Karmazin joining us in studio. And who did you bring with you, Craig? You're not flying solo today.
Sophie is here, our chief love officer here at Good Karma Brands.
Hi, Sophie. Sophie's in my bag.
She's coming to eat your Uncrustable.
Yep.
She will eat your... I would move your Uncrustable a little further over from the edge there. She's a counter surfer, that one.
I wish I could get her on camera.
She's down here under my feet right now, but she'll be out. Maybe she'll pop out on
She's over here now.
Yeah, what a sweetie.
Heading back over by Craig.
Craig, yesterday, obviously, a big Brewers win, and we discussed a little bit about, you know, a lot of developing stories. Mizorowski, the offense, obviously the Jackson Churio injury that's going to sideline him for a stretch. What was the biggest storyline for you yesterday regarding the Milwaukee Brewers?
I mean, I think it was the 20 strikeouts. Like, I mean, that is unbelievable. I heard you guys talking earlier about the things, and I just, I mean, that is, that's stunning. You know, in a 27-out, nine-inning game in the history of the Milwaukee Brewers, the team had not struck out 20 opponents. And that wasn't just Miz, right? Like, that's, like, the other guys did their, you know, sort of just, you know, 5 innings for 11 for him, 4 innings for 9 for the rest of the guys.
Ashby, Anderson, Hall, and Woodford.
Yeah, including two, you know, 1-inning, 3K performances. So, I just thought the pitching looked incredible. And when you think about last year where we were at this point, I mean, was that the opener against the Yankees?
Oh, the entire opening series, yes.
Where they, you know,
they got rocked.
Where, I mean, think about how the pitching started last year where it was like, there were, at one point, I think there was a game, at maybe the Saturday morning, it was like 11:30 in the morning, and the Brewers had already given up 6 home runs.
Yeah, Nestor Cortez, I think, gave up like 3 home runs on 4 pitches.
Yeah, so I just thought for the pitching to start that way, knowing that, you know, we've thought about a little bit of a depth concern around injuries of the bullpen and everything, it was just great to see not only Miz look that good, but the entire, you know, pitching staff look great.
Yeah, and look, the day didn't start on the happiest of note, as we found out that Jackson Churio has to hit the IL, but again, if it just feels like this team's different this year where they're capable of handling it. They've got depth. Obviously,
not
you want...
You're not saying different from last year, because last year they could handle things also
but
unbelievably
but
well.
I don't think you felt that way after game one, going into game one, because there was, okay, because like Caleb Durbin, who ended up having a fantastic year, Isaac Collins, like these two guys finished top 5 in Rookie of the Year. Like they weren't on the team. We didn't know what they could be. Whereas this year, you know what Blake Perkins is. And he's the one who comes up to replace him. You see what Jake Bowers can do. He's the one who replaces him in the lineup yesterday. It just feels like you have more confidence that this team's got the depth to be able to handle a short-term injury like Jackson Churio.
But don't you also think every year that goes by, it becomes more of like, I'm going to trust this front office? Like the outrage over some of the deals that have happened in the past, we didn't see to the degree over Willy Adames not being re-signed, and then we certainly didn't see over Freddie Peralta being traded in the way that you would expect, and even the way that maybe it was a few years ago with Corbin Burns, right? Like, I think the fan base is just so aligned. Like, you have this aligned group of Murph who could talk about how much he loves Caleb Durbin, but also say, now I understand why we dealt this guy and Matt did a good job on this trade, right? We have this aligned manager and front office, and we actually have a manager and front office and ownership alignment that now is aligned with the fan base, where I know the fan base feels the pain after a loss to the Dodgers, and they're like, oh, we should spend money like the Dodgers. But ultimately, I think this fan base trusts the organization in a really meaningful way.
Well, it's why yesterday, Craig, I actually thought that the offense was more impressive. And I know that that's going to sound crazy because, like you said, Mizorowski and the pitching staff went out and did what they did. They did the dang thing, right? But we knew that the pitching would be good. We talk every year about the Brewers pitching lab and how they take these guys and they figure out what their flaws are and they eliminate them and they play into their strengths. But every year we wonder about the lineup. Where's the power going to come from? How are they going to score? Small ball, Murph ball, whatever it is. And then David Hamilton, who was an acquisition in this offseason, goes out there and his fingerprints are all over everything that happened offensively yesterday, in addition to the guys. In other years, when you lose Jackson Churio right before first pitch on opening day, the sky is falling and you're going, oh, great, here we go again, Wisconsin curse, et cetera, et cetera. And yet yesterday's lineup showed you they can hit. They can get on base. To Gabe's point, the White Sox helped out with that a little bit, putting them on base with all those walks. But like that to me was like the bright spot of, oh, we wondered about this lineup and look at how dominant they were in their opening day performance.
Well, how many hamburgers did George Webb, you know, give away last year? I think Jackson Churio was hurt during that entire streak, right? Like, so this team, you know, values Jackson Churio appropriately and the way it should, but it also has the confidence of knowing, oh yeah, we'll run off 15 or whatever that ended up being without Jackson Churio last year. So, and by the way, they hadn't had, you know, the power, you know, while Jackson was out. So I think we all recognize the impact he has, but this team is not dependent on a player. So I heard you mention earlier to Chewy, and it's right. Like, there isn't that like 40 home run guy at the center of this lineup. But this team won more games than any team in Major League Baseball last year and was very effective winning without Jackson.
Yeah, they've got a depth of a lineup that I think a lot of teams are jealous of and would love certainly to have. But I got to imagine you're pretty excited for tonight, Craig. Thanalysis Live at Riverside. Again, free. You can get tickets, second level. Thanalysis has opened it up. Just text Live to 800-990-3776. You get four complimentary tickets.
I just heard that yesterday. I was talking to them, and they said, well, we were planning to fill, you know, see if we could fill the whole lower level. And we like sold out the whole lower level. So I was like, oh, okay, great. So we don't need to open up the second level. No. Thanasis decided to open it up and give them away all for free to thank all the fans. So I was like, okay, that's great. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah, it's sweet. So wait, okay, so what do people have to do if they want to come?
Text Live, LIVE, to the Carbless Talk at text line, 800-990-3776. And a link will be sent to you, and you can get up to four complimentary tickets for tonight's event.
It's going
to
be good. It's going to be really good. I was around the Bucks, you know, for the last week. I was there in LA and Portland, and it's weird, right? Like, what's going on is weird. Like, this team has been good for 10 straight years. And so, like, you forget. I just heard Saturn Lounge mentioned at the beginning. Like, Jim from Saturn Lounge is like one of those guys who, like, he was standing up cheering, you know, in the 33 and 49 year, like our second year, you know, after the great, you know, Jabari Parker's second year when he got hurt, yeah, like that year, 15-67 the year before the Jabari Parker draft. Like, and you know who were on those teams? You know, Chris Middleton and Giannis and people who were the key to championship teams. And like, that's what I keep thinking about when I watch this team play, as I'm watching them go through a Portland game where Portland game where Ryan Rollins looks dreadful in the first half. And all of a sudden explodes in the second half and has a career high, and where you see things out of Nance and out of, you know, Usman Jang and all these different players where it's like, it's such a weird season because we're just used to winning all the time. But to me, that's what being a fan is. It's like, okay, I'm going to engage more and lean in this weird, awful season, because that's going to make it that much more sweet when it comes around. So tonight to me is like one of those awesome nights. It's going to be a celebration. As I talk to players, they're like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm going to go. So there'll be a bunch of Bucks players who will show up, beyond Ric Flair, beyond Miz, beyond Murph. You know, I think if I was a Milwaukee Brewer after how we played yesterday, I think I'd be looking to go out in public tonight. So I wouldn't be surprised to see some surprise guests from that group. So I just think it's going to be so much fun. And the video production's fun. It's a cool venue at the Riverside. And it's like, if you're a sports fan, what else are you going to do on Friday night tonight? And it's free, by the way, now. If you weren't able to get in time for a lower level seat, you could still be part of it free, which is awesome.
Craig, a lot of people obviously paying attention to the local stuff. We're keeping our eye on the national storyline that is developing in the NFL with the replacement refs. Being here in Wisconsin, people feel a certain way when it comes to replacement refs.
Yes.
We don't need to get into that. But how concerned should fans be? And you talk about gambling, you talk about all of those additional elements if replacement refs are on the field when their team takes the field this fall.
I think Gabe remembers the Tech Terriers takeover.
Oh, yeah.
Were you here?
Oh,
for,
my goodness.
Were you in
yeah.
Madison still for that?
The Tech Terriers, I mean, I remember the promotion.
If Chewy was here, he'd remember.
I was still in Madison, but I remember like it still had different iterations.
Jen, do you know about the Tech Terriers takeover?
No, what happened?
So, so someone won us making over their
man cave.
Their man cave or woman cave.
Yeah.
Right? And then as part of the promotion, we would all come from ESPN Milwaukee to your house, watch Monday Night Football, and then sleep over and do the morning show. Chewy and I doing the morning show from your house. Chewy did not sleep over. He went home and came back. But it ended up being the Seattle Monday night game. So there ends up being this insanity around, you know, the, you know, what's his name? Tate.
Golden Tate
scores the touchdown. It's insanity. Packers lose. Refs are terrible. So we're sleeping in these people's houses. All the TV news trucks roll up because they know we're there and they want Chewy's comments on the replacement refs. So, like, we're there at 7 in the morning in these people's houses. People probably thought there was a murder in their neighborhood because all the TV trucks are pulled up there. So, anyway, that's my replacement ref story. But I don't think the gambling – I think the gambling could be impacted by current refs. I think the speed of play, which the referee union has brought up, can be impacted. Like, I think they've pulled some good triggers, like, to get people worried. But I think we know the NFL refs are the best at what they do. And I'm not questioning the, you know, the judgment or the morality of any replacement refs, because I think people who referee at college levels and all that are great people who dedicate their lives to doing it. So I don't want to insult them. But it'd be the same if you said, hey, we're going to bring up college players to play the NFL. You know, there's a reason the elite are the elite, and the NFL and the refs hopefully figure it out.
Craig, good to have you in studio with us. Thanks for bringing Sophie. That's a nice little treat.
Yeah, did you she take her over there? You have her over there?
No, but she definitely tried to go through my bag.
Yeah, she really likes Uncrustables.
You have no idea. She has no idea what she's going to find in that bag, by the way.
You have no idea.
It's fair.
Let's celebrate Milwaukee Ewald Automotive Group's 62-year anniversary sale is on right now. This month, they're celebrating with anniversary savings on over 1,400 cars, trucks, and SUVs, and they have payments as low as $250 a month with financing low as 0%. Plus, 2 years of included maintenance on them. The Ewald Automotive Group 62-year anniversary sales event. This month only at every Ewald location. Easy to find. They're everywhere here in southeastern Wisconsin. Or just head over to ewaldauto.com. Select models with approved credit. CDO for details expires month end.